This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lentils?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15 minutes bake-off, queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bit like that.
Pie.
All right, you know what that means. Good food host Evan Kleinman is here. This week she's going to suggest something to beautify our food, something that is also edible. Flowers. Hi, Evan.
Hi.
Edible flowers, they look good, but do they taste good?
Well, I think the easiest answer to that is that all herbs make flowers, and the flowers taste like the herb.
Oh.
So yes, flowers in many instances do taste really good.
But are we talking flowers that are just on herbs or all sorts of different kinds of flowers?
Well, what I'm suggesting is that given this enormous amount of rain we've had, that the earth right now is just perfect for planting. And really, March, when it's still cool, is when you want to get everything in the ground or in pots so the roots have a nice long time to develop before the plant really gets going in the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's really fun to plant some edible flowers and to remember that the easiest kind are, yes, herbs, but then you can also be adventurous and plant other kinds of flowers that are edible.
Such as?
Such as, well, the one that you always see everywhere, nasturtiums,
mm-hmm.
Which I really love. I love them so much. I pop seeds into pots that already have other things growing in them. Because nasturtiums are so viney, you know,
yeah.
I kind of just weave them around other things in the garden, and they're just absolutely beautiful, and they taste delicious. And you can pickle the little buds that come before the flower comes, and they taste kind of like capers. They're in the same family.
Wow. And you can just put the nasturtiums straight in your salad, for example, or
yes,
somewhere else?
Yes. Nasturtiums are really great for pairing with tender leafy salads, using a top like a round of brie, for example. And so many people have been on the focaccia landscape trend where they've been drawing on their focaccia with flowers and then baking it, which is really pretty. There are other things besides nasturtiums, obviously. Also, people really tend to love using those tiny violas, which look like little pansies. You can mm-hmm. use pansies as well, or Johnny Jump-Ups. Marigolds are also really delicious. And because they have that fantastic bunch of little shards that make up the petals of the flower itself, you get so much bang for your buck from just one flower, and you can just scatter it on whatever you feel like scattering it on.
Are there any flowers that you shouldn't eat that might be poisonous or just taste really bitter?
Quite a few. And the internet has reams of material on that. And definitely take a look at what you should avoid. And also be aware that some plants, while the flower may be edible, the leaves may not be. So really get to know what you want to do. But there are all kinds of surprises about what are edible. Daylilies, tulips, the petals.
Really?
Yeah. And every plant has a different kind of flavor. Some are astringent. Some are sweet, have a honeyed sweetness. Like I really love, going back to herbs or greens, I really love arugula flowers. They're so pretty. And they combine spiciness with kind of a honeyed sweetness. And rosemary, of course, their little blue blossoms are lighter in that pininess than the actual herb of rosemary is. So they're also a wonderful thing to add.
I had no idea. All right, give us some ideas of what we can do with these flowers besides salad.
Let's talk about some things that you can encrust with sugar, like rose petals, a lot of these different kind of flowers. Calendulas, you could use a lot like saffron. In fact, they're called poor man's saffron when you're referring to the yellow or orange varieties. So they'll add that astringency into like a dish that has a brothiness to it. Teas and syrups are a wonderful thing to do with some of these flowers. I mean, obviously, chamomile are flowers.
Mm-hmm, right.
And chamomile syrups are really fun to make. Rose syrups, thyme syrups, mint, violets. And if you like making your own tortillas, you can stick flowers atop tortillas. And it is absolutely beautiful, especially if you're working with blue corn masa. And crackers are really easy thing to use edible flowers on. I love making my own crackers. That might seem crazy, but they're super easy and they're so much better than crackers that you buy because they're fresher. And they're so pretty to just stick a few little petals on before you throw them in the oven.
Beautiful.
I just think what's nice about edible flowers is once you have them in your mind, when you see them in your garden or on a table at the farmer's market, for example, your mind will revisit this conversation and you'll say, oh yeah, let me play with that.
And you can grow them yourself. As you said, you just plop them in the ground and there you go.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're lucky to have beds that you can plant flowers in, you can buy starts. You don't have to start from seed. If you start from seed, of course, you can get a lot more variety in color and shape. And you can start from seed now indoors or outdoors with a little cloche, a little thing on top of it that will make it sprout quicker. But pots, I mean, even if you're inside your house and you want to put a little mint plant or oregano plant right in your window, you can do that. And just remember that you can use the herb as you normally would, but pinching off the flower actually allows your plant to last longer. And then you don't have to throw that away. You can actually get use from it.
I always do that with basil to make it grow longer and it works. But I would just throw it away. I had no idea I could actually eat.
Oh yeah. With basil, what I do is instead of using it as that long column, which it would be like way too strong, I just kind of like how you run your fingers down a thyme stem to take off all the tiny little leaves. You do the same thing with the basil flower. Just pick off the little edges. And that is wonderful. And on tomato salads or tossed into a pasta at the end for a little brightness. Cilantro is great for that too. Cilantro flowers. They're fantastic to add just a little bit of brightness, like to a sandwich or maybe to a rice paper roll that you're making.
Oh, that sounds so good. Okay, well, you've given me a lot to think about and to experiment with. What is on your show this week?
So Margarita Mansky of Republic Manskin, sorry, is a judge at the pie contest. She's also one of the greatest cream pie makers in our city. So I'm having a conversation with her about how to optimize your cream pie if you're thinking of entering.
Ah, okay. Taking on a cream pie. Daring, but delicious.
We get many of them.
Really?
Yes. They're a large category.
Huh. Alrighty. Well, look forward to that. Evan Kleiman, host of KCRLB's Good Food, which you can listen to on Saturday mornings at 10 or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, subscribe to the newsletter, Good Foods newsletter at kcrlb.com/goodfood. Evan, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
Our producers are Brian Hardzinski, Angie Perrin, Bennett Purser, Marcel Hutchins, and Andrea Bautista. Michelle Aloy is our line editor. Amy Ta, our digital editor. Sarah Sweeney is our managing producer. And our technical director is the ever super Mario Saavedra. That does it for this week on Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on Monday.